Today. It's not been a very good mic week. We've been trying to post new episodes for the past like week and it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So it's like err. Yeah, so welcome back for like whatever episode this is for the count. We're doing the Outer Scouts, yay.
First we're gonna start with Uranus.
Whatever. And later we'll I guess be doing a new segment. I'm sort of looking at this really old script from the very beginning. And apparently we're doing silly songs now.
I guess.
And the top 10 thing. I don't know where that folder went with the top 10. So, whatever. We'll probably cut things out. I don't know.
Well, silly Uranus. I'm just going to call it Uranus.
Whatever.
It's known as Amara.
Oh, in the English. We always try to put the English.
Yeah.
She's a holder of one of the talismans, which is a space sword.
She's lesbian.
Nice. So yeah. Japanese, and though her name is Haruka Tedo.
And she attends Mugen Academy, and she's in 10th grade.
Ooh, interesting.
She/she.
No one ever knows. I mean, she dresses like a man. Anyway.
Yeah,
I know. She probably hates it, too. She probably wishes she could, like, switch uniforms with tuxedo mask or something.
Yeah. Her transformations are the Uranus planet power.
Yeah, she's like really, I guess the outer scouts like suck when it comes to these kinds of things. They only have like that one thing.
Mm.
Her powers are world shaking and space sword blaster.
So more info about her is the meaning of her name is Distant Sky King.
Yeah. Her birthday is January 27th.
Her astrological sign is Aquarius.
Her blood type is B. I don't see why they put those on websites, like what their blood type is. It's like their crayons.
I know. Her hobby is racing.
She likes land sports.
Land sports. Her favorite color is gold.
Her favorite class is gym.
And her least favorite class is modern Japanese.
And her favorite foods are salad.
Her favorite food is natto, whatever
that is. I don't know what that is. It's probably some Japanese thing.
If you can tell us in the comment what that is.
We'd love it. We're very interested.
Okay.
She hopes to go to heaven.
She fortune tells coin fortune telling.
Oh, that's interesting. Her bad habit is she's quick to sulk.
I don't know what sulk means.
I think it's a cry. I don't know.
She's skilled at flattering words.
No, she isn't. I've watched the show long enough.
Her weak point is men, but she's a lesbian.
So, no wonder. And her favorite stone is amber.
Yeah.
That's a girl's name.
Yeah, that's weird.
Anyway. Yeah, so now we're going to go to Sailor Neptune.
Yep.
Cool.
And
she's also a lesbian. She's like, in the NA show, like, they always say they're cousins, but they're not. They're lovers.
Yeah.
So, right. Just going to leave that alone where it is.
Yeah, her name in the NA dub is Michelle.
She holds the talisman of the deep aqua mirror.
She's in a relationship with Amara, the Uranus.
Yeah.
Her name in Japanese is
Mishiru Keio. She attends Mugen Academy also and is in 10th grade.
Her transformations are Neptune planet power.
Her powers are deep submerged and submarine reflection.
Some more info about her. Her meaning is soul to rise or sea king.
Getting the king, jeez.
I know.
Her birthday is March 6th.
Her sign is Pisces.
Her blood type is O.
Her hobby is violin.
Her sport is swimming.
I love swimming.
I know.
Her favorite color is marine blue. It's such a random color.
Yes, it is. But, well, her hair is marine blue.
Yeah.
Anyways, her favorite class is music.
Her least favorite class is none.
Her favorite food is shamashi. Again, if you could tell us in a comment what it is.
And her least food is Kick Garage.
Again, tell us in a comment.
She hopes to go to the capital of music.
Which is what?
I don't know.
Anyways, her fortune-telling skill, I guess, is mirror for fortune-telling.
Her bad habit is quick to look at her hand mirror.
Oh, okay. Her, she's skilled at sidelong, flirtatious glances.
Her weak point or hate is sea cucumbers, whatever that is, again.
I don't know. And her favorite stone is the aquamarine stone.
Yep.
Oh, and their quote, and we just have a quote to break up the four outer scouts, is invited by a new age, the magnificent sailor Uranus.
Special.
Yeah. I found that on a website, so. Okay. Now it's time to go to Sailor Pluto. I love Pluto. I don't know why. I think she's cool.
Yeah, but Pluto isn't a planet anymore, so.
No, it's a dwarf planet. But there are t-shirts that say it, and, like, I want to get one. Pluto is not a dwarf. I mean, she's, like, the tallest Sailor Scout next to Jupiter.
I also saw this icon on Iconator. She can't go find it if she wants. It's kind of cool. I thought it was funny. But it says, Dear Pluto, don't feel bad. I'm not a planet either. As well as me. But it says, don't feel bad. I'm not a planet either. Which is a little sad. Cause Pluto has feelings, too.
Yes. Obviously. She just could, like, kill you with her dead scream blast.
Some of her info is, in the NA dub, she's known as Trista, Trista, and Luna P by Rini.
She's the keeper of time.
She's a solitary soldier.
Yeah, she doesn't like people. They're like Gary in like the first season. Sort of, kind of. Her name in Japanese is Setsuna Miao. What's up with all the O's at the end?
I know. Yo. She is as old as time.
Chibi Yusa calls her Pew. P-U-U. Interesting.
Or Poo.
Right, you can call it whatever you want.
She holds the third talisman, the Garnet Orb.
Which is the thingy at the top of her staff thingy.
In the heart.
Yeah. Her transformation is Pluto Planet Power.
Everything's Planet Power.
I know.
Planet Power.
At least the other at least the inner Sailor Scouts and Sailor Moon change. Like, nobody, the outer Scouts don't even change. They always just have Planet Power. Yeah. Like, are they not special or something?
And so her powers are Dead Scream.
And Time Stop.
Yeah. Some more basic things. The meaning is moment start king, not movement.
Oh, that's really weird. King. And she's not like Lesto like the other guys. Like, she like loves Darien or Moro, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Her birthday is October 29th. Ooh.
It's really close to my birthday. Huh. Anyways, her astrological sign is Scorpio.
Her blood type is A.
Her hobby is shopping.
Her sport is gymnastics and exercising.
Her favorite color is dark red.
Her favorite class is civics.
Her least favorite class is music.
Her favorite food is tea is a drink.
Whatever, leave her alone. Her least favorite food is eggplant. I don't like eggplant either.
No,
I think it's gross. It's like, it's a purple bean thing.
She hopes to go to the Caribbean.
Her fortune telling thingy is weather fortune telling. It's really weird.
Yeah, her bad habit is feeling depressed.
She's skilled at sewing.
Her weak point is
cockroaches. That's gross.
Favorite stone is garnet, which is my birthstone. Yay,
Maddie. Okay, and now for the last Sailor Scout, who's the last person who left a new one, at least before the Sailor Stars, but I hate the Sailor Stars. Anyway, is Sailor Saturn, who is almost golden information about her.
Okay.
There.
Her name is Hikaru Tomoe.
Tomo.
Never.
She's the Sailor Scout of Destruction, and I read this stuff, and, like, her official one, apparently, is she's the Sailor Scout of, like, Death and Rebirth. So, yeah.
Hotaru has amazing healing powers.
Which causes her to be alone. Poor kid. Anyway. And her name doesn't change in the NA dub. It's the same thing in the Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Except for Chibi Usa, she has no friends.
Aw, that's sad.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Chibi Usa is her only friend.
She has, like, Sailor Saturn and the evil Mistress Nine inside her. That's scary.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's like you're evil and you don't want to be.
She has fainting spells a lot.
That's really weird. Anyways, her transformation is Saturn planet power.
I would have never guessed.
Nope.
Her powers are Silence Wall and Silence Glaive Surprise.
Gallagher, whatever, I don't know.
Glaive, just Glaive.
Yep. Her name means Firefly of Earth. Shouldn't it have something to do with her planet? Seriously, everyone else has something to do with their planet.
Well, her birthday is January 6th.
Dude, it's almost by my brothers. Her astrological sign is Capricorn.
Her blood type is AB.
Her hobby is reading.
Her favorite sport is table tennis.
That's interesting. Her favorite color is purple.
Her favorite class is world history.
Her least favorite class is gym.
Her favorite food is Nihon Soba, again.
Tell us.
And her least favorite food is milk, again.
Not a food.
They drink.
She hopes to go to Florence.
Wherever that is, send us math. She fortune tells are flower fortune telling.
Her bad habit is she hangs her head.
She's skilled at wound treatment.
Her weak point is marathons.
Her favorite stone is fluorite.
I looked up fluorite when we went to the Museum of Natural History. It was sort of cool. Like, actually, I didn't know this, but, like, the person who created Sailor Moon, all of the, like, bad people in, like, the first season are all named after, like, gemstones. It was cool. Like, there's actually a stone called Beryl.
Berylinium.
Well, Berylinium, but whatever.
You say Berylinium, you say Berylinium.
I know, but it doesn't really matter. If it helps you memorize, if you use Sailor Moon to help you memorize some of the chemistry tables, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Well, that's next episode. So I guess we're going to go to something. Maddie, if you want to help, I see if I can find the top 10.
Okay. Well, now we're trying to find something, so please enjoy the music while I find the music. Hold on. I'm just going to choose a random song. Okay, this is just very random, but here you go.
Okay. Why is it playing?
Oh,
because you have the volume all the way down.
No, it's not a secret! Hey, yeah, yeah.
Who we saw last night.
Yay! Great. Today, top 10 is going to be the top 10 Sailor Scouts.
Okay, the number 10 is Sailor Uranus.
Number 9 is Sailor Mercury.
Number 8 is Neptune.
Number 7 is Eternal Sailor Moon.
Number 6 is Sailor Saturn.
Number 5 is Sailor Jupiter.
Number 4 is Sailor Mars.
Number 3 is Sailor Venus.
Number 2 is Sailor Pluto.
And number 1 is Super Sailor Moon.
Ooh,
anyway.
Special.
Yes. Well, I think that's going to end our show for today.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe we'll do another one today because we're so far behind. Like, we haven't done a new episode in a really long time.
Possibly.
But, you know. So, bye. Signing off. Bye.
Bye.